T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, it doesn't stop on the weekends. It's JR and B-Mac here holding it down on 92.9 The Game. Atlanta Sports Radio, it's all about the work.
No question, it's a great day to be alive, isn't it, JR?
Every day.
Yes, sir.
Every day above the ground is a good one.
No question.
Was you working out? Did you get a workout in today?
Not today. Yesterday I was. You were supposed to come join me. I don't know what happened.
Yesterday, Tycoon Music Festival yesterday,
yeah,
man. The sister station, you
enjoy
know.
Enjoy yourself?
I had a good time out there, man. Uh-huh. I had a good time. You know, it was a good vibe, good situation, no rain, so it was good.
Valid excuse. Next time I need you in the gym.
Oh, I'm always ready to work out.
I need you in the gym.
Always ready. We're going to do it. We got plenty that we're going to talk about today. Obviously, the Braves are doing big things, bringing in Dallas Keuchel. The Hawks are making moves. We got the NBA Finals still going on. We got a whole lot to chat about. B-Mac, I think we should automatically start with what's popping right now, and that's something that everybody's talking about. It's the Braves, man.
Yeah.
35-29, they brought on someone who is a former Cy Young Award winner, a two-time All-Star World Series champion, Dallas Keuchel. They finally signed him. 1-year deal the rest of the season. What do you think about that move? I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I think it was extremely important to do something because we missed out on the Craig
Kimbrel going to the Cubs.
And I think looking at both players, especially looking at their deals, if you had to pick one or the other, I think we would have pick
yes,
Dallas.
You
only a 1-year deal.
Settle for that 1 year, absolutely.
You know, I mean, $13 million is $13 million. Yet and still, for a former Cy Young, you would take that, and not to mention you're not tied to anything outside of this year, especially not knowing exactly what he will provide. And if he provides quality play, no question, we applaud that. And then you worry about the future at the end of the season. But based on what you need to really revamp this team when it comes to the rotation, you need to go out and go get a guy that has experience and that has played at the highest level.
And let's be real here. Dallas Keuchel has been pitching in the majors for about 7 to 8 years. I rattled off his accomplishments. And he's not the player he was when he won the Cy Young a few years ago. He's not the player he was when he won the World Series. But he was still serviceable even last year for the Houston Astros, going 12-11 with an ERA under 4. He had a 3.74 ERA. He's still an innings eater, 200 innings. Did the walks go up? Yes. Did the strikeouts go down? Yeah, he did. He only had 153 strikeouts last year, and he gave up like 211 hits. So he certainly put guys on base, and he wasn't striking them out at the same rate that he does in the past. But he's still going to be a solid starter for the Braves if he's healthy. It's going to be interesting. You know, he didn't get a chance to play in that first game because of the rain. He won't start and play until tomorrow. But he's still going to be an improvement. And the other question is, who comes out of the rotation? I'm leaving the young guys in.
And Soroka, Freed, they all in.
I'm going. You know what? If I'm looking at somebody, I got to go.
Gausman
got to go.
Yeah.
It's like you put him out on the mound and, you know, he'll pitch 5 innings and he's going to give up, you know, 7 runs. He's been smacked around.
A lot.
His last 2 starts.
No question.
ERA is now over 6. You can look at Foltynewicz, but do you want to rattle his confidence more? Do you want to take that shot? Why are you going to move him? Gausman got to go.
Yeah, Gausman, I think his leash is not as long as Folty's leash, but yet and still, Folty needs to open up. I mean, he needs to open his eyes also. I mean, what we saw a year ago compared to what we're seeing now, I understand he's been away because of the injury, missed all of spring training, and he's starting to really get in rhythm, but that's not a positive rhythm based on what we're seeing right now. And confidence has been a big-time issue for him. I think it's more so mental than physical, but he has to find a way to hit that good productive stride that we saw last year.
Right, and you talk about confidence, and it doesn't matter what sport you're playing. Like, you play football, confidence is important.
No question.
That's why you don't want to rattle any of the confidence of your younger starters, okay? Mm-hmm. Freed is pitching pretty well right now, only giving up one run right here, 1-1 tied the Braves are with the Marlins. Freed hasn't pitched the way he started the season, but he's still serviceable.
Yeah.
Soroka is pitching out of his mind.
He's the best, right? He's the best guy in
absolutely.
Our rotation.
You want to continue building their confidence that, hey, we believe in you and what you're doing. When you look at Julio Teheran, what he's been doing over his past five starts, going out, getting you five or six innings and not giving up, you know, more than three runs, keeping him in there. He's been playing lights out. So the question is, okay, you're going to move Gausman. Are you going to put him in the bullpen? Are you going to say, hey, man, you have to go down into the minors and work your stuff out? That's going to be a real interesting situation. I think it's a given that Gausman is going to go. But what does this mean for the Braves staff moving forward? Do you keep Tukey in the bullpen? Do you keep Sean Newcomb at setup? I think you leave everything as is. And I think Gausman, he just got to go to the bullpen as a long reliever.
Yeah. Yeah. I either just go all the way down. You know what I mean? I don't see a place for him in this rotation, especially with Keiko. You know, eventually, you know, he will get his shot to be in this rotation. Some people believe Keiko will potentially be a 3 or 4. I think, you know, anywhere you put Keiko, especially at the 4 spot, that's an ideal spot for him until he really shows what he has. But right now, you just got to ride Soroka and you got to ride Freed. This is a very, very important series against Miami. This is an important game today because you need to take care of your business against the Marlins because you have a very, very difficult schedule coming up in the near future, being what, only 2 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies are now currently losing to the Reds 1-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. But outside of, you know, this series against the Marlins, you have the Pirates coming up
tomorrow.
And after the Pirates, JR, listeners, look at this schedule. You got 4 games against the Pirates, homestand. You got 3 games against the Phillies, homestand. You got 3 games against the Mets, homestand. Then you go on the road, 3 games against the Nationals. Then you got 4 games against the Cubs. And then you travel to New York to play the Mets in another 3-game stand. So after the Marlins and the Pirates, and they need to have some revenge in their sight when they play against the Pirates. But you got the Phillies, the Mets, the Nationals, the Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies again.
That's a lot of firepower, and that's something where you need the starting pitching to step up.
What?
And what we still know about the bullpen that will still need work.
Listen, this stretch of games, not saying it will make or break the season, but as far as the divisional race.
Oh, that's a lot of divisional teams. You talking about the Nationals, you talking about the Mets multiple times?
Multiple times, and the Cubs. And remember, earlier in the year, the Braves, they just curb stomped the Cubs.
Yeah. Revenge.
Just curb stomped them.
Yeah.
And you better believe the Cubs are looking for some get back. And oh, by the way, guess who you potentially will see in that series? Kimbrel.
Somebody else. Yeah, you could have went one way or another.
Yeah.
I think the Braves did the right thing in going ahead and bringing in Dallas Keuchel.
I agree.
He's going to be able to provide more stability in a rotation that needs it. And, you know, I think it's a little bit easier to go ahead and find a reliever. You can switch a starter over into a reliever. You can bring somebody up. You can make a trade. The Braves certainly have enough assets on offense that they can make some moves. And I think Dallas Keuchel, once he gets set up, is going to go ahead and be that asset. I mean, he's already talked about how he was training and how he just wants to get his competitive juices flowing.
We afforded the routine to have a few days, although I would like to pitch and get the blood pumping a little bit, get some competitive juices flowing.
Yeah, I think he's going to need a couple of starts, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him in approximately 2 weeks, ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you look at the next few games the Braves have on their schedule, 4 games against the Pirates, 3 games against the Phillies, maybe in that Mets series. Maybe. You got the first game will be June 17th against the New York Mets, and then the last game will be the 19th. Because his initial start got pushed back yesterday because of weather.
Yeah.
So now that basically puts him a game behind as far as making his schedule appearance, you know, for the Braves. So yeah, you would love to see him sooner than later, but I think most importantly, listeners, making sure he's comfortable and he's ready.
Yes.
Don't rush him out.
And you know what? Now that Dallas Keuchel is here, now that he's going to be a member of the staff, the larger question is,
yep,
is this a move that's going to help put them over the hump to win the National League East?
Ooh.
That's the question.
Ooh.
What else do the Braves need to – is this enough?
You know, initially, I was like, yes. I said yes because the offense is so elite.
Oh, and then you're bringing in Austin Riley, who becomes Rookie of the Month, a whole nother level.
Potential Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
The offense is so elite. But then I started to really come down off that momentum that we were all on, knowing we finally signed a serviceable pitcher. What about the other guys surrounding him? Because you have so many young potential go-getters that you don't know exactly will they be able to sustain their level of success. Like Freed, like you said earlier, J.R. Freed is kind of coming down off his high a little bit. But he's still doing some good things, but not to the level that he initially started. Soroka has been maintaining that success so far. Do we know or can we count on these young guys to consistently be productive in a consistent manner?
Especially as those innings start to get taxed on and added to those arms.
I think Keuchel definitely gives the Braves a better shot to get into the postseason. He definitely gives the Braves a shot to win their division. But also, there are concerns about Keuchel. Which Keuchel, which Dallas Keuchel will we see? I think they need to make one more move.
I think they need to work on that back end. That's what I think. I think Dallas Keuchel will help get them over the hump and keep them being competitive in the National League East. But when it comes to, hey, you know, winning the whole situation in the National League East, when you get to the playoffs, I'm sorry, I'm still sweating over the bullpen. They got a whole lot of work, and they still have a couple of months here up until the trade deadline and afterwards to add some arms. They have good arms, but let's be realistic here. Do we want to go closer by committee? Does everybody still have confidence in Luke Jackson when we start getting into September, maybe October? I certainly don't have it. I think Keuchel is a good step, but is it something that's going to put them over the hump and say, okay, they're favorites in the National League East? I'm not ready to proclaim that yet until that bullpen gets put together. What do you all out there think? Is this enough to get the Braves over the hump? Do you think Keuchel will help them win the National League East? I don't think so. It's JR and B-Mac. Call us up, 404-741-0929. You're listening to us on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Atlanta Braves, adding Dallas Keuchel. What is this going to mean for the rest of the season? The Braves are sitting at 35-29, two games out of first place in the National League East. They want to jump. They want to get back to the playoffs like last year. They want to go even further. But is Dallas Keuchel going to be the man to do that? It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game. We're taking your calls. What do you think? I see you out there, Brian and Noonan. I see you out there, Jason and Woodstock. Call us up. Let us know what you think. What is Keuchel going to do for the Braves? Do they need to do more? Our number, 404-741-0929. Let's not waste any time. I see you out there on the line, Jason from Woodstock. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason, my bad. I see you out there, Brian from Noonan. Brian, what do you think about Dallas Keuchel being added to the Braves?
Oh, I think it's great, man. I got a couple things to run by you. I mean, great move. Who do you think it's going to be the odd man out now in the rotation?
Ooh, I mean, we had that discussion. We started talking about Mr. Gausman. An ERA plus 6+? Like, is that somebody that you want in your starting rotation? I mean, when you go back and look at what he did last week, Kevin Gausman gave up 7 runs in 5 innings to the Pirates, who are coming back into town tomorrow. Before that, all right, he got smacked around for 8 runs in a little bit more than 1 inning. Is that somebody that you're going to put out there and that's going to give you a chance to win a ball game? Answer's no. Gausman, although Foltynewicz is still rounding into shape, Gausman got to go.
Yeah, I agree.
It's that straightforward. It's what it is. Who else we got out here? We got Jason from Woodstock on the line. Jason, what do you think?
Hey, I think in answer to your question about whether this gets the Braves over into first place in the National League East, I think it does. But what I don't think it does is help us in the postseason. Because the reason I think it helps us win the National League East is he's another one of those pitchers that can go deep into a game. That way we don't even have to worry about those guys in the bullpen coming in. You got that with Freed, you got that with Soroka, and now you've got that with Keuchel. So that, I think, for the regular season, I think we're fine. But I don't think in the postseason, I don't think you can win without a decent bullpen or closer. I think we need a closer to win in the playoffs. But I think to win the National League East, I think Keuchel gets us there.
Appreciate it.
That's fair. I agree. I think postseason-wise, you need more than Keuchel. I think Keuchel gets you into the tournament. And as far as being able to have a long stay in the tournament, you know, playing against some of the best in the National League. And right now, the Dodgers seem to be the team that everybody's chasing.
Yeah.
You need more than Keuchel.
Well, let's be real and honest here. The Braves have an opportunity to go to the playoffs. We know what it boils down to in the playoffs. It's all about your starting rotation. It's all about those first, and I would even venture to say it's three starters that will help get you over the edge when you're in these series. And the Braves have options. You want to roll through your five-man rotation for the rest of the regular season. You want to see who's pitching the best. And then when it boils down to it, when we start playoff baseball, you want to pick the top three.
Mm-hmm.
We know what Dallas Keuchel has proven. We don't know if Foltynewicz is going to even out by the time we get to postseason. We don't know, as to your point earlier, what the young guys are going to do as their arm continues to get taxed, as they continue to be in situations that they have never been in before. But it boils down to those three starters.
Yeah.
And that's the good part about the regular season. You got five guys. Send those five guys out there. Let them get you to the postseason and then pick the top three. That's what it boils down to. But as to our last caller's point, that back end,
yeah, it hasn't improved at all.
I don't think this is going to be the bullpen that we see when we get into the dog days of summer. I don't think there's a way that the Braves and Liberty Media sit just still with Luke Jackson and Sean Newcomb, who's now converted into setup. I don't think they stand pat on the back end. I don't think they do it.
I mean, you would hope not. You know what I mean? It's like just watching somebody just die slow.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I'm not saying literally speaking. But
oh,
I'm
we're
just
talking about the Braves. I mean, that bullpen can make you sweat a little bit.
What?
Heart.
Man, listen, man, that's why I don't really bet on the Braves.
Heart palpitations?
Outside of Soroka. Soroka's the only guy I ride with the Braves when it comes to betting.
Okay.
Because Soroka has been so elite, and he takes so much pressure off the bullpen. And usually when Soroka is pitching, you go into the seventh and eighth inning with a nice lead. Now, even though we've seen the Braves squander away some big-time leads, but Soroka has been that guy I lean to. Outside of that, I mean, when it comes to the seventh or eighth inning, you kind of either holding your breath or you turn the TV.
Well, you know what? Soroka went out there again on Friday, pitched a little more than eight innings and kept him in there.
Man, he's a grown man.
Hey, we wish we had a little bit more leeway with the starters so the bullpen can just sit down a little bit.
And right now, it's kind of hard to really dissect who could come in to help the bullpen. So you put more pressure on your rotation. They have to go a little longer.
I got you. We got Alex from Atlanta on the line. Hey, Alex, what do you think about the Braves and what they've done and what they need to do? Can they get over that hump with this Keuchel signing?
They can't. I agree with the caller prior. This can take them as far as in the National League East. I do understand why we want a bullpen, but I got to look at it now, guys. It's different in this day and age, bullpen. You think about the Cardinals that won back in, I think, in 06. They didn't have a great bullpen, but what they had a lot of young arms like Michael Walker and guys like that that can't come in and dominate a World Series. If I'm the Braves, I got to get another bat. And the reason I'm going to get another bat, Donaldson's not doing it for me in the spot he's in. If you go get another bat, you can maybe kind of offset. I don't think we're going to get a closer. So strengthening the pitching staff through the starting pitching was the best thing to do. And I think we just got to bolster our offense. And I think that's how we're going to get over the hump, man.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused on that one. The Braves need to add more offense? I mean, they just brought up Austin Riley, who's had a historical month in being called up. You still have Acuna. You still have Dansby, who's been performing a little bit above expectations.
Damn, Dansby's been balling.
Yeah,
Freeman.
Freddie Freeman, underrated, going back to the All-Star game.
I mean, these
how many more bets? You know, Nick Markakis has been bad. He's had to take a seat today. He's somebody that you generally want to put out there, 150-plus games, maybe every single game. He's been bad, but I don't think adding another bat right now is going to help.
You got to find a way to get this rotation.
The Braves do anything.
A bullpen. You got to do one or the other. Bullpen help or maybe another arm in the rotation.
That's it. Leave the bats alone.
Yeah, leave the bats okay.
If anything, and I hedge saying this, I wouldn't want to do it. I don't think they're in a position to do it because of the contracts they have afforded to a lot of the big bats. But I think maybe if there's somebody in the minors, I would potentially, depending on how deep we're going, I may say, okay, one of my young talents who swings a bat has to go to help us on this back end for the bullpen. I'm not adding a bat. It's not necessary right now.
I mean, a lot of people felt like you didn't need to add Josh Donaldson.
Well, listen, a former MVP, let's bring him in and see what he does while he's healthy.
I mean, some people felt like you could use that money to go to the defensive side. You know, but and all in all, they're in a good place. But adding more bats,
offense, that ain't the move. You know what? We got Freddie on the line. He's driving on I-20. Freddie, I hope you are safe. Hope you got your seatbelt on. What do you think about the Braves?
What's up, Freddie?
Yeah, I appreciate having you, man. The one thing I think is they should have gone ahead and dipped into that farm system because we keep hearing things about the farm system's great. The farm system's great. Well, if you knew your bullpen was going to be shaky in the beginning, you should just throw those guys out there and just let the chips fall where they may. Because them sitting down in the minors, that's not helping us right now. And if you got guys down there that can swing it and can help us out, you know, it'll be cheaper. I know you don't want to rush it, but what are you waiting for? And if that was the case, and you're saying, well, we're still, you know, two, three years out, then go ahead and set the expectation and don't get Keuchel. Just say, hey, we're just going to ride with the guys that we got. But when you make a move like Keuchel, it's got to be something else. Either you're going to trade some assets and say, we're going to go, you know, chips in and then rock and roll from there. But it's kind of like there's no real thought out plan as to what they're going to do. But I mean, like you were saying with the lineups and the bat, that's fine. It's just been the bullpen. That's been the Achilles heel almost for like a decade now.
Absolutely, no Freddie. Question. Thank you for calling
Appreciate
up, man. Appreciate
Freddie.
It. It's definitely about the back end. And when you talk about the how long the season is, that's not to say that a Kyle Wright doesn't come back up and help out in the bullpen. That's not to say that a Bryce Wilson doesn't come back up and help them out. That's one thing. Baseball is a fun game. If I've never seen you, if I've never opposed you in a batter's box, you got the edge on me.
Mm-hmm.
If you can control your stuff, if you can go out there and pitch, you got the edge on me until I'm comfortable facing you as a batter. And I think we can't necessarily ignore the pitchers that the Braves do have in the minors. We got Chip from Decula on the line. Chip, what do you think about the Braves potentially winning the National League East now that they brought on Dallas Keuchel?
Hey, I think they got a pretty good chance with the pitching. A little worried about the bullpen, obviously, just like everybody else. But the point that I wanted to try to make was the fact that we've got Freddie Freeman is probably one of the premier ball players in the game today. And it looks to me, you guys probably aren't old enough, but if you look back on the career of Dale Murphy, it looks like they're leading Freddie Freeman into the same path as being not disrespected, but not respected highly enough. Murphy should be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. But he never got the recognition that he deserved. I think Freddie's facing the same challenge. I think the people of Atlanta and of the National League especially need to appreciate what this guy really has to offer.
Mm. Okay.
I think the people in Atlanta, they love Freeman.
Everybody knows that Freddie Freeman is an all-star. He's a quiet superstar. He's not out there flapping his gums and running his mouth, and I think that's why Atlanta appreciates him even more.
Yeah.
So, Chip, I don't think we're lost on anything there. That's just – I'd rather a quiet superstar who goes out and does his work. When Freddie's time is done, which he ain't nowhere close to being finished, he's going to be appreciated.
No question.
I don't think anybody's worried about that.
Now throughout the majors, we can't say. You know what I mean? I think when you talk about his peers, you know, teammates, opposing players, they respect what Freddie does because he's been balling. He's been consistent.
Consistent.
Exactly.
Consistent. So he's building himself a Hall of Fame type career, I think, if he continues on the route that he's on.
I mean, right now, when you look at the Braves as far as the most consistent bats, I mean, I consider them to have the four horsemen with Freddie, Riley, Swanson, and Acuna. Now it's about who's Ric Flair, who's Telly Blanchard, and R. Anderson, and Lee Anderson.
The four horsemen. Yeah. That's what it boils down to, right? Look, at the end of the day, if it's a clutch situation in the playoffs, I'm probably going to want Freddie up there as opposed to anybody else.
Out of the four horsemen.
I think straightforward, straight to the point. It's JR and B-Mac right here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We've been talking about the Braves and them getting over the hump, but the Hawks are trying to make some big moves as well, picking up all these draft picks. We want to start talking about the Atlanta Hawks. What are they going to do for the upcoming NBA draft? It's JR and B-Mac right here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We're going to be holding it down with you until 6 p.m. B-Mac, how you feeling so far, brother?
I'm great. A lot to talk about.
We spent the first half of the show, or the first part of the show, talking about the Atlanta Braves adding Dallas Keuchel, trying to build for the future, trying to keep this season rolling, ride some of those arms, maybe, to the playoffs, try to make some noise in the playoffs. But we can't forget the Atlanta Hawks. It may be the offseason, but it's a big offseason for them.
No question.
We know we're in the midst of the finals. We're going to talk about that in a little while, especially coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the finals. But the NBA draft is also coming up. It goes down Thursday, June 20th. And the Hawks have been, you know, I'm going to use another Ric Flair reference, B-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Since you started talking about the Four Horsemen. The Hawks been wheeling and dealing, looking like they wanna make some moves and do some things. Travis Schlenk is, I guess he's going back to that Warriors playbook, trying to add more assets and bring and add to the core of Trae Young, Kevin Huerter, John Collins. They already ended up with the 8th pick
in the
NBA draft.
The 10th
pick of the draft. And although this trade won't be official until July, they've also now added the 17th pick along with Allen Crabbe, okay, for Torian Prince, who's now going to be heading out to Brooklyn. They have 3 picks in the first round. They have 3 more picks in the second round. Schlenk has already said, I'm not picking 5-6 guys to add to the team. Common sense tells you there's going to be more moves coming.
Yeah, they have to be. Right now, the Hawks, outside of the New Orleans Pelicans, right? I think the Hawks, they're in the best position, not because of where they're selecting, but the resources they have, the picks. They have the luxury of packaging up a nice deal to move up higher to get that ideal player that Travis and his staff, they're in love with. We don't know who that player is, but like you said, I do not believe the Hawks will draft 3 players in the first round.
I do
not expect to see that happen.
No, it's not happening. If something like that happens, you know what I do when I watch it on the television, B-Mac? You know what I do?
What you do?
I laugh. I'm gonna fall off my couch and go, this is crazy. I need to go get a drink.
Yeah. It has to be a player they love and they would love to have, but they know that player will not be available with the 8th overall selection. So for them to get more picks, they got to have something in mind to try to move up to get that player that they want.
And this is where things get interesting. You don't know if the picks will be chosen, if they're going to pick for somebody else and then trade. There are a lot of options here.
A lot of options. And when you have a lot of options, you're in a good place.
You are. That's what you want as a franchise, as a team.
You just want options in life.
You hit the nail on the head.
You just want options
in life. People can say, hey, I want to live to have X amount of dollars. But if you don't have the options, it really don't matter.
No question. And that's what he's doing right now. I mean, he's put together a nice game plan in the draft. First of all, everything worked out based on what happened in the Trae Young draft a year ago for Luka. Because we would be happy with Trae Young, but we're even more happier with Trae Young knowing we got the Mavericks first round pick.
Yes.
So they won that draft.
Double
100%.
Up. 100%. They doubled up. They got Trae and a pick.
So you're happy with that now. But also, too, being able to move Prince, and then you get a 17th pick for Prince, and you take on Allen Crabbe and his salary.
Who's a shooter.
Yeah.
Allen's going to stand in that corner and
we,
shoot.
We don't know if they're going to buy him out. We don't know exactly what will happen.
I keep him.
But if you're telling me, even though it's for 1 year, and you take Crabb and Prince and you flop, but you also get the 17th overall selection, the Hawks, they won that.
That's a W.
That's a W also.
That's a win. The only tricky part is this draft appears to be top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
After you get kind of where the Hawks are picking in that 6, 7, 8 spot, you can almost flip a coin and be like, okay, let's take him, depending on what your team need is.
Mm-hmm.
We know where Zion is going. We know where Ja Morant is going. We also got R.J. Barrett. Those are probably going to be the top three guys chosen. But when you start moving into that next year, that next tier where you're talking about somebody like Jared Culver, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's up in the air. Is there somebody specific? Like, who are the Hawks going to – or do they decide to trade down? I mean, there's so many options here.
It depends on how high they're trying to trade up. To get into the top three, basically the number three selection is going to take a lot. I think outside of the top three, it depends on what happens. I think ideally for me, a player the Hawks would love to get their hands on, and this is just my personal preference, my personal opinion,
okay,
would be DeAndre Hunter,
mm-hmm,
or Culver from Texas Tech, Jarrett. Two outstanding wing presence. Hunter is probably one of the best perimeter defensive players in the draft. He's a guy that can create his own shot. He's athletic. He's a big body
guy. And someone who stayed in college for a good amount of time.
Experience.
He didn't stay and just go.
Yeah, and Jarrett, I mean, athletic, can shoot, can create his own shot. And he's not a liability on the defensive end as well. I don't think either guy would be available with the 8th overall selection. So this ideally, this is what we're saying what happened in the mock draft, right, JR? Number one, Zion. Number two, Ja. Number three, potentially RJ.
Yes.
Number four, and the Lakers currently have the 4th overall selection, right? We don't know if they're going to plan, if they're planning on staying put, a package up something to try to go Anthony Davis. But the 4th overall selection is where things gets tricky.
Yeah.
Four.
Because the Lakers are a wild card.
Wild card.
They're a team that needs to make an immediate impression on their fan base, as well as LeBron James, mm-hmm, that, okay, we're going to compete for a title. Not because of who we select in the draft, but because of the assets that we have and our ability to bring in another free agent. Whether it's a matter of trading somebody or packaging up all of the young players that Magic Johnson attempted to move last year, the Lakers need to make an impact.
Yeah, they need to make an impact. And I think the Hawks will be okay with either Hunter or Culver. Right?
I'd be cool with it. They have Kevin Huerter. They need more wing help. They need somebody that when Trae Young goes right into the middle of that lane, that he can dish it off and know that somebody is going to knock down the shot.
Ideally for me, I would love to see the Hawks be in position to keep either the 8th or the 10th and trade the 17th. And if you can't keep the 8th, the 8th, well, ideally trade the 17th and the 10th pick to move a little higher. And you still keep the 8th. Because look at, you get two difference makers in this top-heavy draft.
Dos, two.
And then if you have to add a future first-rounder, you know, to pair up with that, then so be it.
You know what? This is exciting to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Hawks fan, you should be excited about their future and then what lies ahead. B-Mac, I can't tell you how many people tell me just out in the street or at the games or just wherever I may be. Hey, same old Hawks. Sick of them.
Yeah.
They're going to do this. They're going to blow it. It's not going to work out. They always make mistakes. No. Travis Schlenk is not the same old Hawks.
No, he's not.
He's not. He comes in with his own pedigree. He comes in with his own winning history being out in Golden State. This guy has a plan. He's helped bring in assets. He's drafted guys like John Collins and Kevin Huerter out right outside of the lottery. We're talking about like 19th and 20th. He's made moves. He's given them and granted them flexibility. There's a base to move forward. If you're a Hawks fan, you got to be happy about what the future holds. And the key word, like what you said, options.
You got options. Options. Hey, man, listen, I trust Travis. I mean, he's like Allstate, State Farm, whatever your insurance is, that's who Travis is. You're in good hands.
You gonna start printing up the T-shirts?
Yeah.
And Travis,
we trust.
I'll take 20%. You keep 80%.
With Travis, I feel as comfortable as a toddler in a baby seat.
A toddler in a baby seat?
Yeah.
The baby seats are good.
They are comfortable.
When's the last time you sat in the baby
seat? It's been a while, but I had babies in toddler seats not too long ago, and they're extremely comfortable in that car seat.
Were they knocking out? You put them right in the ride.
Oh, they go straight to sleep because they're comfortable. That's how I feel with Travis. I feel like a toddler in the car seat. Most toddlers, when they get in the car seat in a car, they go straight to sleep.
Right.
That's how I feel. I'm with Travis. I'm going to sleep because I'm comfortable.
B-Max said it. He's going to sleep because he's comfortable.
Man, I trust him. Whatever he does, it's going to work out.
B-Max said it. I agree with him. Listen, folks, leave the Hawks alone. You need to roll and rock with Travis Schlenk. It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. The Hawks ain't in the playoffs. We going to start talking about the playoffs. We know the NBA Finals are going down. JR and B-Mac right here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
That's how I feel with Travis. I feel like a toddler in the car seat. That's how I feel. I'm with Travis. I'm going to sleep because I'm comfortable.
It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. I want to call it a beautiful Sunday just because it ain't raining.
No question. The last few days, right?
We needed the water. I mean, man, it's been raining for the past, feels like, 4 days, maybe 5 days. We ain't seen rain, I feel like, in like a good month here. So I take it.
Yeah.
Rain is something else that helps put the kids out in the car seat, man.
No question. Just the car seat in the car alone.
So what is it? You know, I don't have no kids.
Yeah.
If you ask me about a car seat, I'm saying, what is it, Greco? Are we past that?
Nah, that's still a quality manufacturer.
Greco is still the main baby car seat. Yeah. Like, what's that? Sharper Image don't make car seats that, like, shake the baby to sleep. Mm. I mean, they don't do
and
stuff.
Listen, I don't know what it is, but for the listeners that are listening to us right now, they have kids. They know how important a car seat is in a car to a kid. They go straight to sleep.
Okay.
They're so comfortable. I don't know if it's the engine. I don't know if it's the actual ride. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that's the best solution to really please a child. Put him in the car seat.
It's not the iPad?
No, I ain't the iPad. I used to put mine in the car seat in the house.
What?
No question.
The baby and I, isn't there something for the house?
And rock them in there.
The stroller?
No, the car seat. Because the car seat, when you displace them from the actual thing that snaps into the to the seats, you can just, you know, you can walk with it.
The 3-in-1.
Yeah, and you put it down. I just put him in the car seat. And they just be chilling.
The 3-in-1 situation.
That's who Travis is. He's like a car seat.
Travis Schlenk is like the car seat.
Yeah, for a toddler.
Put you at ease.
Put you at ease. I don't question anything.
Travis Schlenk is doing.
Yes.
So you think a championship is going to come under his watch?
I mean, eventually, I think so. Look where he came from. I believe when you're looking to really change the dynamics of a franchise, a team, collegiately, professionally, you got to go steal from championship caliber.
At the top?
Yeah, you got to go steal from championship organizations. Steal what they've done.
Mm.
So therefore, they can implement that to where you are now in the signs of success. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Well, let's see what the Hawks can do in the future. I agree with you. I think they may have a little bit of championship pedigree down the line. And that's what we're going to talk about after this news flash. We're going to talk about teams that are actually in the NBA Finals right now. It's JR and B-Mac holding it down for you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio.
That's how I feel. I'm with Travis. I'm going to sleep because I'm comfortable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.